Dust and Steel by Patrick Mercer. Read by Jonathan Oliver. Chapter 1. Bombay.
Get into four ranks, yous.
6 foot tall and completely poised, McGuckin pushed and shoved the first couple of dozen men onto the jetty into a semblance of order. At 32, the Glasgow man looked 10 years older. A life spent outdoors had left a wind tan and myriad wrinkles on his face that his whiskers couldn't hide. Whilst his Crimea medals, both British and Turkish, and the Red and Blue Ribbon Distinguished Conduct Medal spoke of his achievements and depth of experience.
"They look quite grumpy, don't they, Coruscant?"
Captain Tony Morgan tried to make light of the situation. He, too, looked old for his years. He was shorter and slimmer than McGuckin. School, much time in the saddle or chasing game, and Victoria's enemies had left him with no spare flesh, whilst a Russian blade at Inkerman had given him the slightest of limps. He was 27, and by girls in his native Ireland would be described as a well-made man, dark blonde hair and moustaches bestowing a rakish air that he wished he deserved. On his chest bobbed just the 2 Crimea campaign medals, but a brevet majority, his reward for the capture of the quarries outside Sevastopol 2 years before, was worth almost £50 a year in additional pay.
"Better load before they push those sailors out the way, don't you think, Coruscant?"
Morgan watched as the mob surged forward.
"Must be 300 or more now."
"No, sir, them skinny lot'll do us no harm. They've not got a file..."